My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That made me believe that I'll be a better analyst. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. That made me actually think, oh, man, I can't wait to watch this guy on TV now. Because let's be honest, Tom Brady was amazing football player, but you never know what you're going to
really
get.
Good.
You never know what you're going to get when somebody enters the booth.
What do you think we'll get when he enters the booth? Now, he's had, he's been on with the Mannings. He clearly knows that Tony Romo was considered wildly successful by calling out plays and being kind of off the cuff. He also, looks around and he knows that Troy Aikman has done it a certain way. Chris Collinsworth does it a certain way. John Madden did color a certain way. I wonder what kind of style he has.
I think his style is going to be more for the, I want to say the underdog player. Like, I think he'll give you more insight into things that you just aren't used to seeing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, let's face it. I mean, he was an underdog player when he first started, right?
Well, now that's true.
So I think you'll hear stories like that. I think he'll bring a perspective that maybe we haven't seen. We're going to find out. I think that there's a lot of things when you're with the Patriots that these guys that play there are just incredibly intelligent when they played for Bill, or Bill was incredibly intelligent and was able to, rub off on those guys, especially the quarterbacks, that you're going to be able to hear some of that in his broadcast. I think you're going to hear a lot of that stuff. Because I don't think he wants to, I still think there's like that. The locker room that Bill had here and the locker room that he had in New England was very tight, and you never heard leaks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never heard a lot of those stories. That's why I thought that roast was so unique. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what he says, because you think about it, for the most of his career until he went to Tampa, he really didn't say a whole lot.
I
keep thinking on Westwood One. He, for Sunday or Monday night, for Monday Night Football.
He did those things with Jim Gray.
With Jim Gray, yeah. And he didn't say a whole lot in those.
Well, but he was still playing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm really curious to hear what he sounds like.
I think he'll be outstanding.
I think he's going to be really good,
He's shown that he has a sense of humor. It took him maybe getting away from New England and Coach Belichick, and I don't mean that disparagingly. We just know the type of situation that Bill runs. It's a pretty tight ship. It took going to Tampa for us to start to see some of that personality. I think we'll see a lot of that personality on the air. And I he's going to prepare like crazy. You can be sure of that. And Andy, I would bet you he's probably as nervous about going into this as he was when he debuted for Tampa. Same type of thing. Hey, this is a whole new thing. You might even be more nervous.
Maybe. I don't think he's going to be nervous.
It's a different thing.
I don't know how nervous he's going to be.
I'm sure he won't be bothered by his nerves. And he's kept those under check for a very long time in the public eye, playing quarterback in the NFL for the best team of his era. I think he'll be great, personally. I'm still disappointed that Peyton Manning hasn't gone in to do color. I think he would just be a hoot.
Yeah, but he's making a boatload with his own company doing what he's doing on his own.
His Omaha production company is making a ton of money. They do shows. The Manning cast is great. I think he's terrific on that. And a perfect foil for him is Eli.
Yeah.
So I think Peyton would be terrific doing color if he chose to do it. But what he's doing is working for him right now. I think they overextended when they offered Tom that huge contract for big money and everything else. And I think it will pay off for them.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think there's any. It's also going to be interesting to hear what he and Kevin Burkhardt sound like too. I think it's going to be unique.
Yeah, I feel bad for Greg Olson, except for the fact that Greg's still going to be working, still doing a good job.
Greg's got their big game at 1 o'clock. With Joe Davis, he's doing Pittsburgh and Atlanta.
He does good work. You know, if you're doing those games, you're doing games, okay? You're the number one, two, three team, who cares? You're doing games on Sunday. And if you can do games on Sunday, good for you.
Yeah,
and he'll be doing it, and he'll be well compensated. He'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these announcing teams. Like, you know, like how often do Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta get the dog game of the week, right?
Frequently.
But you know what? They're calling the NFL.
They're calling the NFL on Sunday. And keep this in mind. Spiro is paid the same whether he's calling the dog game of the week.
That's true.
Or whether the big game of the week. So good for him. Good for all of them. But do you want to see Brady? I'm wondering what he does with his career. Like, do you think he flaunts his career?
No.
I don't think he does either. I think the one thing I do think that he might need to try to do maybe a little bit, you tell me, does he need to try and come off as more of a regular guy than the highbrow quarterback that he was in New England where he really wasn't allowed to be himself?
But was he highbrow? Is that what he was?
Well, I thought he was. And not by him necessarily. You're the quarterback of the best team of your era, and your coach is all for silence. I just think it put him in a... It made him appear a certain way where I don't think Peyton Manning during his career appeared to be the same kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tom has shown in the stuff with the Mannings and everything else that he's done that he's a hoot. I mean, he's pretty funny.
So maybe we'll get a chance to see that.
Yeah, I know. I hope so.
Maybe we will. I really, really, really liked Tony Romo when they first started doing those games. When Nance started doing the games with Romo, and now why am I forgetting? Was it the Giants quarterback who was on the desk now?
Phil Sims,
yeah. That, you know, I was like, wow, how could you break up Phil Sims and Jim Nance? And then after you heard Romo after a few weeks, you're like, oh, I get it. I know what Jim saw. I understood what Jim was saying when he said, I'm doing these games with Tony, and Tony is just off the hook good. Do you like it when they call the play before it happens? Bernie's the same exact guy.
Well, Bernie, absolutely.
I mean, Bernie knew the play when teams would break the huddle.
Yeah.
It just blow your mind away to watch a game with Bernie.
I don't always like that. I want to see what's coming.
I don't mind when they say run or pass or look. Maybe they had to make a change on the defensive line and they're like, look for them to exploit this. Boom, and then it happens.
Or if they,
that's what I think makes for a great analyst.
If they break the huddle and. And I don't mind Romo doing it, but I also don't mind the surprise of watching a play. But like when Romo breaks the huddle, it's like, ooh, watch Brandon Cooks here in the slot. You know, he's left uncovered. He's got to, you know, I don't mind that. I can focus in on something. I don't mind that at all.
Plus, that play can break down, right? Sure. I mean, that may not happen that way.
Sure. I just think it's somewhat interesting to me. You tell me. Oftentimes, guys like Tom Brady don't want to bother with doing television.
They don't need to.
I know. That's the point.
Look at the analysts that are out there
that's
now.
That's the point, though, Andy, is that, man, after all this guy accomplished on the football field, he's going to go ahead and throw himself out there, A, in the public eye, and B, in a position where he could be second-guessed, critiqued. I mean, he doesn't need that.
Look how many quarterbacks there are that are analysts, though.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, I'm just looking at the big games coming up for this week. Trent Green, Tony Romo, and Mark Sanchez. and Tom Brady. So, and then you look at the other. So, here, just going through the this week's broadcast on the single games for CBS, Ian Eagle and Charles Davis are doing that game. I think Charles Davis is awesome. I think Charles, you know, when he comes on with us, he's show. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think Charles does a nice job.
Trent Green and Kevin Harlan.
You know, none of these guys stink.
No,
you know, they're all the play by play guys are all polished play by play guys who have been doing it for a while. And the color analysts all have something to say and perspective to say it from.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, and then I always think it's interesting when they have a three-man booth. I like three-man booths better than a two-man booth, personally. I just always feel a little bit smarter when you listen to some of those. That's why I think, you know, maybe we got that from Monday Night Football.
I love the back and forth.
Yeah, I do too.
That's why Menigan's here.
Well, look at, you know, like, so Houston and Indianapolis this week is Andrew Catalan, Tiki Barber, and Jason McCourty. And then Tom McCarthy, I thought, did a great job when he filled in here last year.
Yeah, Tom's a pro.
Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker, and Jay Feely too. So, whether it's three-man booth or a guy in the field. It's still, I just sometimes.
I think it's a guy in the field.
Yeah.
Feely's the guy in the field.
Right. I like it when the guys on the field sometimes are players, and they if they want to chime in. Like, I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me at all. I think Feely does a great job of doing that, especially when they go to him about special team stuff. It's an interesting perspective.
How's that wind blowing? I got to aim right. Thank you, Jay.
I think sometimes we watch the game a little bit different than. I know that when I was a kid, there's no question. You'd start dissecting the broadcast itself, and it's bad.
True.
Like, you don't want to sit with us when we watch a game. You really don't.
I
was freaking out. What was the college game the other night? Was it last night? Yeah, where the clock wasn't working. And the Boston College game yesterday, Florida State. You see that? There was no clock for the first quarter.
Oh, that can be bad.
I was pulling my hair out.
That can be bad.
Yeah.
You're right about not watching games with us.
I would never watch a game with me.
I went to a high school game on Friday.
Oh yeah.
And I don't cheer. I just kind of watch. When I go to a college game, when I go to a pro game, I'm sure a lot of it is just that, you know, with what we've done for a living for our whole careers, you're not allowed to cheer in the press box.
We don't. Jeff, I'm surprised by the number of people.
Stop. You're not allowed to cheer in the press box.
We don't.
Well, because you're not allowed to.
We don't. There are plenty of people that do it now, and it drives me insane.
You're not allowed to.
You're not supposed to.
Okay. There you go.
It drives me nuts.
But I told my family members, I said, don't mind me. I'm just watching and enjoying the game. I just don't cheer very often.
I'm good as long as there's no one with Baskin on the back of their jersey.
Now, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's ever somebody with Phelps on the back of their jersey, I'm even more quiet.
Oh, I'm interesting.
Yeah.
I'll say that about myself.
That's true.
Yeah. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.